Hi, I'm Emily from Sex with Emily. Good Vibrations carries the hottest toys and vibes. I love the Jeju Mimi because it's discreet yet powerful and great for couple sex. Find out how much pleasure your body can really handle. Use coupon code Emily for 15% off at goodvibes.com.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com, where you can listen to all of our podcasts, or you can even go to iTunes, which is a really easy way. Download them all. Check out our website. Check out our videos, our blog posts, which will change your life because we give really good information on it. And thank you to all the listeners. I love hearing from you. I read all your emails. I really do. I don't always respond. But just know that I love you, and I appreciate hearing from you. You can email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. Today's show, I've got the handsome and hilarious and generous and kind Menace.
Hello, how are you doing, Emily?
We are coming at you from Los Angeles.
I know, we are.
I was going to say something mean, but I decided to talk.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to say something like tease you about something, but really the first thing that came up is that I love you.
You're going to tease me about what?
I don't know, just that you're funny and you're...
Oh, my God. Well, let me just recap what happened. So I get off the plane.
Shoot.
Like only 20 minutes off the plane.
In LA,
In LA. I go to my hotel and I immediately, Emily's supposed to pick me up and she's already like late 40 minutes.
Half hour.
No, I have like 40 minutes.
Oh no,
I already
really?
Told you like I was going to be at the hotel.
Are you mad at me? Okay. Yeah.
And then we're in the car and she's talking a mile a minute and already like... It like wears me out. I can't keep up with your conversation.
I know, I talk really fast. So Menace
talk really fast and a lot, and we're on our way to the studio to talk for like 5 hours. So I'm like trying to not talk as much, but you're just blah, 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 just driving me insane.
I talk all the time. Menace, this is what I do, and I haven't seen you and I got excited, but I know I'm sorry I was late. Okay, because LA is difficult to get stuff done. I had a major call from someone that was very important that I had to talk to, and we were prepping for the shows and we're doing a lot of stuff. And Menace, I was really happy to see you and I'm excited. But listen, just because I talk all the time doesn't mean you have to listen or answer.
I see why you stay single.
I
because no
process.
No man can keep up with all that.
No, they can, Menace. They can.
They
the
can?
Men, they love how I talk.
They must. You must be dating older men who have hearing aids that can just shut them off.
They're not older. But it's funny because even Anderson, yeah. You know, who's on Loveline with me, he said to me, well, how? Because I'm doing Loveline tonight. Everyone can listen to Loveline Radio Show or download it as a podcast. Loveline with Dr. Drew. He's like, well, be careful. It's a lot of talking that you're going to... Because I said, we're recording. I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I could talk for 15 hours. This is the easy part of my job. The hard part of my job is like, you know, like figuring out how to scan a receipt or something.
Yeah.
That's stuff that's
hard. Or even knowing
or
where we're at.
Or mail a letter.
Or even knowing the location we're at.
Put a stamp on an envelope and mailing it is hard for me. What'd you say?
Or even knowing the location that we were at.
Oh, we're at Menace. I'm sorry. I feel like we started on a bad foot. Are you really anxious? Because LA driving is crazy. Or no, are you upset or no?
No. I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay, good. Like, I don't know. People think you're mean to me sometimes, but you're not. You love me.
No.
We haven't seen each other, but you're right. I was late and I'm sorry. And I have an issue in LA. Since I moved here, it's very challenging to get places on time. Plus, I had a setback at my house. So, with a work thing. So, the point is... Everyone's 20 minutes late.
Yeah. You sound a little weird. We're in a studio that I never used before, but I think you'll be okay.
Do I sound like a duck?
No, you just sound like you're not fully on mic.
Maybe I'm not.
Maybe you're not. Maybe get a little bit closer. Pretend it's a penis.
Oh,
put
okay.
it right in front of your mouth.
I've got this phallic object
okay.
now. Really, really close.
So how has Los Angeles been doing? I was here last week. I didn't get to see you. I did something for the Jimmy Kimmel Show. If people want to look it up, just
That's
go
amazing.
To YouTube, type in Jimmy Kimmel Fiesta Movement. You can see my fat ass running down Venice.
How are they
going to
know
Beach.
It's your fat ass and not another fat ass?
I'm the only guy wearing glasses. So
oh, okay, perfect. They didn't make you strip your glasses.
No.
Okay. So you're running down the beach in your glasses.
And for I don't want to give it away.
I wish you were naked. You're wearing white.
It's a little skit for Jimmy
but
Kimmel.
That's awesome you're on Jimmy Kimmel. Does it say your name at the end or anything?
No.
I want everyone to know
not
that
big of a deal. But
not
you've been doing huge things. Like
what?
I don't know. I've been trying to follow your life on Instagram. It's because we don't make very many phone calls because we'd like to save it for on the
exactly,
air.
Exactly, because now we've got so much to catch up on.
Okay, so I see that you were in New York, I believe.
Yes.
So what was going on in New York?
I was in New York for my launch of the Emily and Tony brand.
Okay.
So that, haven't I seen you since emilyandtony.com? Everyone, you've been hearing me. Oh my God, it's crazy. How is your ball?
Oh, wait, did you go to, wait, were
I
you
went
in
to Las Vegas?
Oh, Las Vegas.
That's
see,
why
I get
if
confused.
You follow me on Instagram, Sex with Emily, or Twitter, Sex with Emily, or like my goddamn Facebook page already, I have all these little videos we've been posting of me with like dildos, like shaking dildos and vibrators yeah. and stuff. Yeah, so we went to the International Lingerie Show, which was amazing. I go every single year, and it's a bunch of like, you know, it's all the good latest and greatest sex toys on the market. And then, like, women walking around, like, in scantily clad lingerie. And it's just everyone in my industry. Like, all our sponsors are there. And it's fun. And so it was crazy, though. So I made all these videos because there's it's the most insane dildos and sex toys. And everyone's yeah. just making, you know, really crazy products. So anyway, and I have my new product line. So it was fun. And that's what you can see on Instagram. So I was in Vegas, and I'm glad you look at my
It's
Instagram.
Funny because my
You might not like it, but you watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, for a
it.
Lot of people that don't know that, I also work in the Stitcher office. So download the app Stitcher so you can stream the show.
Yes.
My coworker, Vanessa, who absolutely loves you, she's like, oh, I just saw Emily on Facebook with their 50th dildo.
Right.
Posts.
Like. I know. I've done a lot of I feel like I've sort of OD'd on dildo. But that's all. I was a dildo show.
Yeah.
Okay, that's so funny.
Crazy.
And some people probably unliked me or something.
So I saw that, and then I saw some like photos of you and your assistant like at some like porn party, and you're like with porn people.
I gave
people.
Out awards last week at the Sex Awards.
Okay, what was that about?
The Sex Awards are first. Let me just tell you what people want to know what the show is about.
Okay,
because you're listening, and you're like, do I really want to listen?
We're just trying to catch up.
We're catching up, but I want you to know what you're going to learn on the show because there's going to be a goddamn lot. Ready? So actually, it's October, Halloween season, so it's scary, freaky sex. And these are just some common questions, some common issues that might come up in your relationship or when you're having sex with someone. Doesn't that give you a one-night stand? And what to do about it? One of them is premature ejaculation. Another one is, you know, things like if she's having her monthly period, what do you do when you're having sex? If you're drunk and you can't get it out, weird noises and all that other stuff. So we're going to get into that soon. We're also going to be answering your emails about... the issues are threesomes. Should a couple have a threesome? Someone who can't get it up, more ejaculation stuff, and or no, not ejaculating, and women's underwear. Someone who likes to wear women's underwear, is that okay? So, Menace, I was hosting the Sex Awards. It's going to be on Showtime. And I was hosting the Ovo Lounge. Ovo makes these award-winning vibrators. You can get them at vibrators.com. And they're like, I think I brought you one of their rings, but they have the most beautiful vibrating penis rings.
Yeah.
And they have, okay, this, you might appreciate this. They've won all these design awards, right? And I shouldn't even say this now because they're really hard to get. So I feel like they ran out because they're so amazing. They German designed. They're all beautiful. They're all cool, like spacey. You just can't imagine how cool they are. And they won the Red Dot Award, which is the same thing as the Mercedes won that too. So it's design and they're cheap, whatever. So I was sponsoring the Ovo Lounge. And so every time a porn star, it was porn stars, win like best girl on girl scene, best anal scene, which is so funny. I was in the lounge and I'd let them pick one of the Ovo toys.
Now.
So that's what I did all night. And they were filming it for Showtime.
Now, did you see any porn stars like crying because they just won the best anal award?
Yes. I saw some like really excited, like, oh my God, I never win. I won like best anal, you know, I won best girl on girl. I won best, you know, a double blowjob or whatever. Yes, I did. They were very excited. I met James Dean.
Really? You know, he's like super popular right now.
I know, he's super
popular.
In
like pop culture, like people love him.
I know, he's hot.
Because he did the porno with the Teen Mom. And so that like rocketed him into stardom.
That's right. I knew that. Okay, so he did a thing he won like twice.
Mm-hmm.
But one time he came up with like this hot chick. He won like best porn star of the year and then best couple on porn. And the woman that he won with, he was like making out with her the whole time. They were like all over it. She was hot. Like a lot of them were really hot, of course, porn stars. She was all over him. Like I think they might have been.
No, he has a girlfriend.
Okay.
It's probably his girlfriend.
Maybe it was his girlfriend, yeah.
That's in porn.
So anyway, I love that. If your girlfriend's in porn, it's like the best job ever.
Yeah.
It's almost better
than my
job.
What do you guys do though?
So what'd we do?
I mean,
watched them.
No, I mean, what do you do if you're both in porn?
Like,
I mean, do you just just have sex all the time, or are you bored of it?
No, you're bored of it. In fact, last week I did a really good podcast, you weren't here, with a porn star named Karina Maria. And she was saying it's so funny because she has threesomes a lot. Like, she's bisexual. And that her friend, who's not in porn, always wants to have it, like, banged really hard and wants all this, like, porn stuff. And she's like, I want it, like, loving and kissing and slow. She's like, because for my job, I'm getting banged so hard.
Yeah.
Right. So you were just, what was that point you were telling me, asking me about?
I was just talking about James Dean and his girlfriend.
Right. James Dean and his girlfriend. So the point is, you said, I wonder if porn stars have sex all the time. So she was saying, like, you know, yeah, she has threesomes, but she wants tender, loving sex. So I wonder if you're both porn stars, I would think that you're never having sex and you're watching movies all the time.
Yeah.
Or you're just like doing,
normal stuff.
Right? I should have asked him that.
Now, the question.
He said he would come on the show. Should I wait till next time you're in LA?
James Dean? Oh, yeah, that'd be awesome.
And then there was, like, the best girl and girl scene, and there was these hot chicks they were making out. They tried to get me to make out with them.
Now, let me ask you this.
One of them put a vibrator on my clitoris.
Really?
Over my pants.
You guys were going insane. You were posting photos, like, nonstop the whole time on Instagram.
Right.
So, Sex with Emily on Instagram, if you want to check him out. Now, how many asked you to participate right there on the spot? Did you even see any sexual acts going on?
I saw one woman. You could check out all these videos. I think they're on our website and Instagram and Twitter. She was flashing. She was wearing no underwear. And I think she was on something, like ecstasy or whatever. But she was, like, on the couch, and she kept flashing her lifting up her leg. She had no underwear. This was, like, in the lounge after the event. I didn't even know it was happening on the event. I couldn't see the award show. I was, like, up above. She was flashing her underwear and, like, kissing. She was sticking the vibrator inside her. And the one thing that Showtime told me was no insertion. He's like, listen, they can put it on their breasts, the vibrators, they can try them, because they're really powerful, cool little battery-operated vibrators. And she was inserting it. I'm like, you're breaking my one rule. Like, you can't insert it in your vagina. So, and then they were making out. And then this one did off. She's like, you're beautiful. Like, let's meet later. So she did sort of, I got hit on a few times by a couple and then a man. And it wasn't James Dean. And
okay.
He was the one I'd be with. So, yes.
So, you have, where's all
I
the recap?
Propositioned.
Where's all the recap stuff, and when is it going to air and stuff like that? Where can we watch these videos?
All the videos that I just shot?
Yeah.
They are all going to be on my website, and they will also be tweeted. They're on Instagram, at Sex with Emily. Oh, and the Showtime show is going to air in January.
Okay.
That's what you meant.
Yes.
January. So, you're just going to have to take my clips that you can see, which are not, you know, as maybe they're not as, you know, they're good.
Risque.
They're not as risque.
But that's huge, though.
It was
see,
huge.
A lot of stuff is going well
oh my
for
God,
you
you're
here
right.
in
and
Los
then
Angeles.
My Emily and Tony brand, as you all know, if you love me and you support the show and getting the podcast for free, you'll go to emilyandtony.com, use coupon code Emily. And I made products that will actually change your life and spice it up in all different directions. Manus, how do you like your down under comfort lotion?
Oh, okay. So I'm not just saying this because I'm a friend of yours. That down under cream is amazing.
Oh my God. You would never say that if
smells,
you didn't mean it.
It smells really awesome and it works really well.
Do you use it?
Yeah.
Every
all
day?
The time.
Oh my God. I love you.
All the time.
Okay. You would never. Okay. That, okay. Like,
I wouldn't
I've
fake
known
endorse
for 10
anything.
Years. He wouldn't even. He would have been like, oh, I forgot to use it because I've given him so many things over the years. He's like, oh, yeah, I forgot that. It is basically, you can tell it's a cream to a powder. A lot of men use powder to keep fresh down there. It keeps you fresh and clean all day long so you don't sweat. It's all vegan. It's made of tapioca powder. Women can like lick it if you want. And it does work. You're still fresh at the end of the day. You're not smelly.
No it's
smelly
it's
balls.
Amazing. So people can pick it up at
emilyandtony.com, coupon code Emily. And then I also have the amazing massage candles. Did your girlfriend and you use the candles yet?
No, but do you know what's hilarious?
What?
So every time I have to fly, I take my car to my girlfriend's house.
Okay.
Or my girlfriend's parents' house.
Okay. That's smart. So you can park it.
So I can just park it because they live in the suburbs and I live in the city. I can't leave it all weekend
right.
by my house. So I usually leave them the keys, but I was taking stuff out of my car and I noticed that some of the products they left me were in the back of the car.
Oh, no. Okay.
And then so I took the key with me on purpose so they couldn't get into the car because I was afraid that they were going to see
They're not
it.
Bad. The products don't even look
skankish. Yeah,
they don't look skincare lotion.
Yeah, they don't look skankish at all.
The candles are amazing. They're from
They look legit. But if you read the fine print.
But you should give it to your girlfriend because you use it as a body oil, body moisturizer, the candles once you burn them, whatever. Anyway, and use coupon code Emily and get it like 20% off because you should do that because you love me. A lot has been going on. And LA has been good. I've been dating. I feel like we should be banging the show. So I just started to bang someone new. I just feel like, okay, so Who was I dating last time I saw you? No one.
You were, no, you, I'm yeah, not you dating just anyone. Stopped, I'm banging. You stopped dating some guy.
Exactly. So, right. And now I met a new guy that I went out with, and we went out like a month, and I had sex with him recently. And it was good. I like him. And he was very adventurous. Like, okay, so what happened was, you know that I get these sex toys. It's getting even worse. Every day, I'm not, I was always, you guys have all heard me say, like, I've got a garage full of sex toys. It used to be my storage unit, but now it's my garage in my new house. Well, for some reason lately, I'm getting, like, every single day, a box. I'm going to start making a video series, like, what's in the mail today, Emily? Like, it's a box of crazy vibrators, sex toys every single day. So he came to pick me up, and I had all these toys lying around. I'm like, oh, it's anal day. Like, I got all these butt plugs from Good Vibrations, right? And so he thought, okay, so anyway, it's like our second date. But I'm so used to me being me, like walking to my house. This is my office. Like, I'm getting a new office, but whatever. There's sex toys everywhere. And I know that's weird for a guy. I'm thinking of it now. I'm reflecting on how weird it is. I shouldn't judge. Anyway.
All right.
Are you laughing?
No, I'm listening.
So he comes over and he looks at it. And I said, no, I wasn't, because I told him on the phone once. I'm like, I really, and so all over I have like my mask strips, you know, which are like the blowjob strips. So you put on your tongue so you don't mask taste of semen. I had a whole box from Good Vibrations with just anal toys. I don't know why, like six of them. Like, I ordered them, which I didn't. I mean, not that I won't use them at some point, maybe. And then these wands, these mini magic wands, like 10 of them. And then I had condoms everywhere, Sir Richard condoms. And then I had, what else did I have other? And then I had, like, bras drying, whatever. That was a problem in the bathroom. I wasn't organized. But all the sex toys. So we're going on our date, and he's like, hey. And you could, I kind of knew that we were going to, we had fooled around, and I was going to stay at his house because he lives further away from me. Because we were going to dinner by his house. So he's like, well, you should grab some of your toys and bring them with you. Do you think this is adventurous for a guy? I can't imagine what you're thinking right now.
So
I said, okay. And I grabbed what?
No, go ahead.
And I grabbed...
Is this the first time having sex, though?
First time having sex.
And he asked you to bring toys?
Well, like, okay, maybe it was the second time. No, this was not our... No. Yeah. It was like our first time having sex, but we'd already fooled around, and he was kind of joking, kind of not, you should bring some toys that you like. But he'd never been to my house. It was the second time he was ever at my house. We'd been going out for a month.
Okay.
So he said, bring some toys, because he knew I was going to go back to his house. Whatever, it doesn't matter. I don't think I had slept with him yet. But I said, because I always was joking, as I often do, that I actually don't have enough time to masturbate because I have all these toys to test out. So I brought some, and then we ended up using one of them.
Which one did you use?
We used the... Okay, so you know I love the Jeju Mimi. Mm-hmm. I use the Fifi. So the Fifi is the rabbit, and it's plugs into the wall. It's a waterproof. It's silicone. It's really cool, and it looks like a rabbit, but not like the old ugly rabbits from Sex and the City, but like the nice. It's like a, you'll have to go see it. It's called the Fifi. And if you want to buy one, you can go to goodvibes.com and use coupon code Emily, and you get 15% off, and you should go buy the Fifi or the Mimi. But the Fifi, I was so happy because I love the Mimi, so it's the Fifi. So we used that. It has little ears on it. It's good for clitoral stimulation. Not the first time I made sex, but I was there all weekend, so.
Wow.
So, I he's not my boyfriend. I'm not committing. I'm not committing right now.
Okay.
Very busy.
Well, I'm sure he's down with that. No guy wants to commit anyways.
No, they always do.
Oh, really? With you, they want to always commit?
Yeah, I mean, most people are looking for relationships, but right now I'm just, like, really busy, and I got out of another relationship, and I'm meeting a lot of guys, so I don't want to...
You
want to
keep the options open.
Exactly.
But how long are you going to do that for?
For the rest of my goddamn life.
All right.
No, I mean, I'm having fun. I'm just saying, we just met, like, a month ago, but it wasn't... I was dating other people, too, and whatever's going to happen, I don't know. This is the most I ever talk about my sex life.
I know, it is.
Is that why you're like to hear just staring at me?
I'm listening.
Like, either Menace is judging me or he's like, good, she's talking about this. I never know what the hell
All right,
thinking.
Let's get into it. So what's going on the show?
Okay. This show topic, scary, freaky sex. Okay, so I was thinking Halloween's right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
We can talk about some of the things that could happen in bed that people have questions about. So first, remember that in any sexual situation, there must be consent. People have to consent to having sex. Well, I'm talking about people who, like, you know, she's passed out and some guy's going to, whatever, just have consent. And especially if you're doing something naughty and freaky.
Yeah.
So if you like naughty, freaky sex, embarrassing sex, probably not so much, your partner has to respect your boundaries. So he might really be into, like, slapping your ass. If you're not into it, you got to let him know. So any situation where you tell someone that you're uncomfortable or ask them to stop and they proceed as a form of rape, I'm just telling you this. Do not victim blame. The second someone does not give you the respect you deserve to get out of the situation as quickly as possible, you owe this person nothing and you don't owe them your body. So I'm just, I want to give a service message here because I think a lot of kids, we talked about this in the show last week at the Porn Star, that a lot of kids are learning stuff from porn today. Young adults, that's where they're learning. And they think that every woman wants anal sex or every woman wants to be slapped on the ass. And she might, but not the first, you know, you got to have consent. Talk to me.
Yeah. Speaking about consent, I listen to Howard Stern's show every single day.
Yes.
Every single day. And Jenny McCarthy was on there and they were talking about anal sex.
Of course.
And, you know, you got to get consent to do something like that. Not a lot of women are up to it, but it's funny. It's a little off topic, but she was saying that her favorite type of porn is girls losing their anal virginity.
That's hilarious. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was a genre.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's on, I guess, on YouPorn or something. They said that they look it up all the time. But how easy is it to get a girl to consent to that?
That is probably not. I don't know. I mean, that is a hard thing.
Yeah.
Oh, how to consent to that on film?
Get them to consent. No, not on film. But I'm just saying in general.
In life, how hard? Well, you tell me. You're a man. How many women have?
I mean, how many women? I think there's like probably 10. No, maybe more. I would say about 30% of women that just like bring it up that want to do it.
Okay. Do they? Okay. This is good. You're okay. 30% of the women in your history of sex. Of having sex have said to you, hey, I want in the act. Like, they bring it up. Like, or do they bring it up during the act or do they bring it up, like, at breakfast?
No, during the act.
Always. So it's never like, hey, we're driving on a road trip and I kind of like.
How many times, because I'm a man and we don't like talking about this kind of stuff.
Right.
How many times in your life do you just have sexual talks with whoever you're dating where you're not in the act or about to have the act where you're just like at
lunch. It depends on how we're dating. I think that's a good time to address some things sexually.
But that's absolutely the worst time that guys will even want to talk about.
I know, but it's in bed isn't always the best way. What if you have to give constructive criticism? Like, I really wish you'd perform oral sex on me more.
That's the perfect time for a guy for you to talk about sex.
No, it's true. But if you have issues and you're not orgasming, that's true. But no, but the bedroom is typically, I'm just telling you, I've been devising this for years. The bedroom is typically not the best place. It's a good place to point it out and say, hey, move your finger to the left, to the right.
For a guy, it is the perfect time to do it. It's very uncomfortable to talk about sex outside the bedroom when you're... when a guy does not want to talk about it at all.
But here's the thing about anal sex.
Where it's not going to lead to sex like within the next 5 minutes.
But here's the thing. Let's say, I'm not saying for one-night stands. You're not going to talk about it at dinner. But I'm saying if you're in a relationship with someone and there's certain sexual things, you'd be like, hey, baby, that was so hot last night when you blindfolded me. I'd love that. Yeah. And you know what, honey? I've sort of had a fantasy of you blindfolding me too and using a butt plug in my ass. Like, that's how it happens. And then she's like, oh, my God, really? I'm going to order one from goodvibes.com. I'm going to get a butt plug. So those kind of things I'm talking about.
Mm.
Those are the kind of conversations like, let's take our to the next level or let's try this out or I've always wanted to do this or that. But I get what you're saying, you know. But, for example, here's an example about anal sex, how it could come up another time. Let's say, and which is what you should always do if you do want to take someone's ass virginity, before you do that, you should always play around with her ass, with her anus, and see if she even likes it. So you should start rubbing it lightly with your finger on the outside. You should, you know, use some lubricant. You could even lick it, make it wet, and see. And then you could start to move a finger in very slowly. And I always say, you have to use lube. You have to use something. You just don't just stick it in dry because she won't want anything else in there. And then you start playing around. How does she react to it? You stick your small finger in. Then is she not moving you away? Is she moaning louder? Then you know, oh, she's kind of open to it. But don't just like try to stick it in the first time because she might not be into it. So either way, even if you know she's into it, you should warm up her ass anyway because they're not ready to go. So just like the clitoris and just like having sex, it's part of foreplay. It's anal foreplay.
Now,
so 30% of women.
Yeah, I'd say that they're just totally down with it.
And then
probably another 20%, you can probably eventually bring it up and then they'll be open to it. And then I'd say the other 50 are just like not down with it.
Really? Not down with it at all?
Those are the ones that you just don't marry.
Really?
Anyways.
Come on. I thought guys don't marry the ones that are... No, maybe they do.
They're just down.
But not all... Yeah, okay.
Okay, so we're talking about freaky sex. Oh, my God.
What?
Just recently in San Francisco, California, we had the Folsom Street Fair.
Ah, right.
And there has just been some crazy stuff posted on the internet.
Since that fair. Happens every year.
Yeah, but it's just.
It's a BDSM, S&M festival. It's mostly gay.
It's in the
naked.
Middle.
We have to tell people what the full. I mean, it's been around for 20, 30 years.
Yeah. So the Folsom Street Fair is, yeah, a lot of leather and like people in assless chaps and stuff like that. In the middle of the street during the day in San Francisco. But there's a lot of women that are down there too. Like,
right?
There were so many women that I saw on Instagram posting photos.
Right, totally.
And there was they have it here in Los Angeles called the LAS, but in San Francisco it's the SFIT.
Right.
Check out that website. And there were like not safe for work videos and photos that they're posting on there of like women just being tied up and like hung like
at
like
the saying, Folsom Street, just like, on the street.
Yeah. And then they're like getting slapped. There's like just guys going down on them in the middle of the street. Girls going down on guys in
Seriously?
The middle of the street. Yeah. During the day.
And these were posted where?
This is just posted on the regular website, not a porn website.
On their website?
It's like a news site, yeah.
Folsom Street. Oh, my God. I did not see this, but I know a lot of people went. We have a blog post about it, actually, on our website. One of our former interns went and wrote a post about it. But I didn't know. I've never heard that there was as many straight people there. Doing
oh, yeah.
Stuff.
I saw more
do you
straight
think
people
it was new
there.
This, you went. Okay, so you went.
I didn't go, but
so
I
do
just
do you think
online.
That it's more... Okay, then maybe just because technology now, people are filming everything? Or
yeah.
Is this a new thing that the straight people are having sex outdoors?
You would think because it's San Francisco
yeah,
and the type of thing is like just all gay, but maybe I just follow a lot of straight people online
all,
that went
no,
or something?
But I think it has become more, everyone. It used to be
yeah.
more gay. And I think that everyone's just going because it's such a spectacle. It's such a sight. It's so
it's
amazing.
Crazy.
It's like in San Francisco, you walk around naked all the time. There's like maybe 3 days a year you can't. Like maybe Christmas, they're like, leave it in your pants. But
yeah.
Every other day, people are, you know, freaking
maybe
naked.
If you click on a hashtag Folsom Street Fair on Instagram, you'll see a bunch of stuff.
That did you get
go
turned
to that
on
website.
By watching any of the videos?
No. It's just crazy. So, yeah, I think if people are into that, they should come out to San Francisco and... They should just come visit and be a part
like
of it.
When was it? Was like a
You're
few
like,
weeks ago?
Screw me up.
No, I just want you to write. I just don't have any
All right.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so Crazy Folsom Street Fair, check it out. Okay,
okay,
so, awesome. Okay, so scary moment number one.
Yes.
This is, okay, premature ejaculation.
All right.
And I'm only saying scary because Halloween, but you know what I mean? It happens to guys. I'm talking about that awkward moment where he premature ejaculates in 30 seconds and you have no idea how to react. He probably says something like, oh my God, this never happens. Dude, swear to God, this never happens. It's so weird. And you both know it does. Then you say something like, it's okay. But really you're thinking, it's okay as long as you go down on me. That's what we're really thinking. But most guys are so embarrassed they can't recover and they don't want to perform oral sex on you and we are not pleased. So make sure if you're a premature ejaculator, first of all, we don't believe you that it's never happened before, but we don't mind. We're not uptight about it. Seriously, if it happens like you're dating someone for a year and every time you have sex, it happens, then you have to work on it. And I'm going to give you some suggestions in a moment. But if it happens to you once or twice because you're so excited, it's usually, don't you think with men it happens? And it's not just young men. It's like all ages. But they're excited. They haven't been with this person.
Yeah, they haven't been with the person yet or anything like that.
Totally happens. You guys, we're cool. So don't trip on that. But you can make sure that she is pleased. I can tell you that. You could perform oral. You could whatever you have to do. But if you want to prevent premature ejaculation or work on it, which is, you know, it takes work, you got to warm up. Just like you stretch before a marathon, warm up before sex by masturbating. This is commonly called menace.
Pre-gaming.
Got it. Menace. I feel like you totally coined that. Did you make
the
that
master
up?
A pre-game? No. I mean, it became popular in pop culture because of the movie. Something about Mary.
Right. Okay. That's right.
It was a big.
But did they call it pre-gaming there?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I saw the movie years ago. Okay. So that helps. You can do your Kegel exercises. Strengthen your PC muscles, commonly known as your pee stopping muscles, stop and starting the flow of urine. Take a few minutes to tense and relax these muscles every day. Use my iPhone app, Kegel Camp, which is so popular. I can't tell you how many men and women have emailed me that it's like their orgasms are stronger. Like, my friend's almost on level 20 and he sends me screenshots, and he's going to be able to like pick up a Mack truck with his like Kegels are so strong. And it helps you with, you know, have stronger orgasms for men and women. It can help you control ejaculation. The stop and start method. It can help you have control more during sex, but it can also leave your partner really frustrated because, you know, we know that men are like, wait, I gotta stop for a second.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's such a guy thing, right? Oh, wait, I gotta stop. Okay, and it's cool, we get that. But while self-pleasuring, you can stimulate your penis until you feel ready to orgasm. So you can pull yourself out and you can touch yourself and then stop. By using this method, you can find your point of no return. So I say leave the stop and start method to masturbation. But so what you should do is when you're masturbating, so I'm trying to say, when you masturbate, you should stimulate your penis until you feel ready to orgasm. And then stop. So by using this method, you can find that point and learn to recognize that point when you're about to, you know, have no return, when you're about to go over. The moment before your orgasm. And then you can train your mind and your body to feel comfortable with that heightened sense of pleasure without going overboard. But that takes a lot of masturbation time alone and a lot of practice.
Yes.
But guys can learn that. Train your muscles. Train your body.
You have an app for Kegel Camp.
Kegel Camp. Just do my app. Seriously, it's like 5 minutes a day. And men
download
and women.
It.
Okay. So another thing you do is change the way you have sex. Most men have a certain position that takes them to their happy place, or in this case, a sad place, suit too soon. So if you orgasm quickly in doggy style, try a different position like women on top. You can also try a desensitizing spray. So some doctors recommend, like if you want to go tell your doctor about it, he's going to put you on an SSRI, which is an antidepressant. And I do not recommend this because it is there's really bad side effects. You know, you friends who've been on antidepressants, they're like, they can't.
Yeah,
like,
they can never finish, or they can't get it up.
They can't finish, they can't get up, and they don't even want sex. Like, your sex drive's gone. It's like the worst thing ever. So the only FDA-approved treatment with no side effects is Promescent. And it's been all over the news lately because NBC did a huge story on it. It is the next big drug for premature ejaculation. It's basically a spray. It's the new class of desensitizers. Unlike the other desensitizing products, it's a spray that quickly absorbs in your penis so it won't transfer to your partner. Because the last thing you want to do is like numb her clitoris. She's like, honey, yeah. Why is my clitoris numb? I can't feel anything. So with two quick sprays of Promescent, you will last longer. And a lot of guys, it's not even that they're premature ejaculators. It's that they just want to last longer. They're like, I only last 8 minutes. I want to last 10. So this will, and you'll still feel everything. So it's kind of like a miracle spray. So I would go to Promescent. Just go to my website, click on the banner. And check that out. Okay, scary moment number two. That was a lot premature ejaculation, but that's important because that's a big question I get asked. Someone passes gas.
You just keep on going. You don't
keep going.
Acknowledge it.
You ignore it. You pretend it never happened. You guys are having sex, which is awkward. Anyway, awkward things are going to happen. There's going to be weird emissions. There's going to be real scents and smells. So, and then there's also queefing, which we've talked about, air trapped in the vagina. Please do not laugh at that. We're not comfortable with it. Okay, scary moment number three, anal sex. We're back to anal sex, as we always are. Okay, it can be scary because it can be painful. To make sure it's the least painful, use lube. Use a lot of lubricant. Like I said, you can use my Emily and Tony lube. Ease in slowly. Make sure the whole time that she's okay. And if you're finding it really painful, Crazy Girl, one of our sponsors, click on the banner at Sex with Emily. They have this anal ease desensitizing gel that you can use alongside lube. It's bodily safe and will make a lot less painful.
Really?
Yeah, anal ease gel. Who the hell knew? Emily25 is your coupon for 25% off at crazygirlproducts.com.
There's a rapper named Lil Wayne. Have you heard of Lil Wayne?
No. Yes, I have heard of him.
He has a line. He goes, almost drowned in the pussy, so I swam to the butt.
Oh, that's funny.
Yes. Write that one down.
I'm going to write that down now.
Tweet it.
Okay. So another thing about anal, is menace, is that people are worried that they're going to, you know, poop, that they're going to have something come out of their anus.
Yeah.
Does that ever happen to you with your anal sex encounters?
No, but,
I've heard some crazy stories.
I think I,
what?
I think I shared this story probably years ago, but it's absolutely hilarious that, well, I don't recommend it. I've been really tweeting a lot about this lately because in pop culture, there's a lot of stuff about Molly, which is ecstasy.
Right.
And a lot of people are dying. So I do not take it. I do not condone it because it's just way too risky. It's not worth it. Smoke marijuana or something like that.
Right.
But my friend a couple of years ago was on ecstasy, and he was telling me that he was having anal sex with some girl, and she was high on ecstasy, and it was, they were just like too comfortable, and he got sprayed with fecal matter.
When he put it in?
When he put it in.
Oh my God.
He said that he was like all messed up on drugs, and he was like in the shower, and he was like losing his mind because
he's on drugs and it's already worse. Oh my God, he got sprayed. I mean, sprayed. And yeah.
I don't know how ecstasy feels or like
feel?
How your
you
mind
just
is.
Feels so relaxed and whatever. You know.
When you hear interviews with porn stars all the time, they're like all talking about like
enemas
their diet
and, stuff, right.
and like what they do.
That's
to prepare
what I was gonna
for
say
it.
Is that you should prepare, drink apple juice, don't eat 2 hours before, and then clean and shower, clean in the area in the shower beforehand if you're worried about cleanliness. So just make sure you're having sex with someone you love and trust. Anyway,
that was
that's
a hilarious
crazy.
Story.
I know. I've heard some of those stories before. So just be careful when you rush into the anal. Okay, awkward moment number 5, getting your period during sex or having sex on your period. So I know that menstruation is kind of a weird topic for some people, but it's important to talk to your partner about it. Still want to get it on, but without the mess, you can try soft cups. These are similar to menstrual cups, but shaped like a diaphragm. And so it sits further up in your vagina over the cervix to collect the flow and still allow for penetration. But, you know, you can use a diaphragm, a male condom. Consider when you have your period having sex in the tub or the shower. Problem is women, a lot of women, or have sex with their partner. I mean, I can't tell you that women... I feel like most men that I've been with are really cool with it. And if you have your period really bad, you know, some women might not want it, but if you want it, because a lot of women tend to get more turned on during their period, put a towel down.
Yeah.
Take a shower after. Like, it's no big deal. Like, the blood, men are like, oh, I can't do it. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't want to judge.
Warm...
I know men can be grossed out by blood, but it's like, I'm just telling you from a woman's perspective, the guys who are chill about it, it's not even like I'm saying, yeah, let's have crazy wild sex with my period. No, I don't want that either. But... you get a little blood on you, whatever. Jump in the shower. Like, don't be a pussy about it.
Yeah. Well, at least give me a heads up because I don't want to mess up my Versace sheets.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So put a towel down, babes. Women, you know, sometimes you don't know if you're getting it. I know that has happened to me. But you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know.
My 600 thread count. Wait.
Yeah.
Is it thread count? 600?
Yeah.
Is this a good one?
Did you get good sheets?
Egyptian cotton.
Good, honey. You got good sheets.
Oh,
you have a girlfriend now. That's why.
But I know I got a... apparently...
yes.
It is the highest selling bed sheet.
Where?
Is by Ralph Lauren at Bloomingdale's.
Oh,
is
nice.
What I got.
That's, you have?
Yeah, that's what
do you
I got.
Like a little bow?
I had to wait months to get the full set because it was so. It's like the number
how
one
you know,
selling in
you
America.
You certainly did not research this. Your girlfriend did.
No. I mean, I saw it one time at Bloomingdale's. I get fancy, people.
You are kind of fancy sometimes. You're always up on me, but I feel like you're fancy.
No, I dress like a bum, but at least I'm aware. I'm aware of...
you know nice things. You appreciate the finer things in life.
Yeah, like, you know...
I like that.
I know all the brands. I know everything. I know your Hermes.
Hermes.
Your YSL.
Amazing. I should have a wish list that people can buy.
Your All Saints. Your all that kind of stuff.
I love All Saints.
No,
all
that stuff. But, so yeah, I got some really good bedspread stuff.
That's nice. You're all grown up.
So pick it up at Bloomingdale's.
You're all grown up.
If you want to impress the ladies.
I actually was interviewed by Cosmo Magazine about this. Like, it does, I mean, maybe in your early 20s, you're out of college, like, I get it, you might not have nice sheets. But women look at that stuff. I mean, if you have gross, crunchy, old sheets... it's just, it's not a turn on. It's not hot. You know that you might get laid. Assume that every time you leave your house, you might get laid. So you could be bringing someone back, especially if it's a weekend, one night stand, whatever. Wash your goddamn sheets, make your bed, and also, like, just try to, they're not even that expensive. You can go to Amazon or wherever and get, like, above 300 thread count sheets. Or just, like, look at the reviews. I mean, don't have those itchy, scratchy ones that are polyester. Those are the worst, polyester sheets.
Yeah.
So if your sheets say polyester in them right now, throw them out.
Yeah, get something soft.
I just gave really good advice. I think that's like some of the best advice I've ever given on the show in the last 2,000 shows.
Yeah, you got to find a place, though, that you can get it cheap, though. Just wait for like a special sale.
No, Costco, let me tell you this. This is Costco. I don't belong to Costco. My mom does. She got them for me as a housewarming gift. Okay, they have these amazing sheets. They are like... a million thread count. I don't know. God damn it. I should get the name of them. If you guys want to know the name, email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. They're all cotton. My mom's like, oh my God, everyone's raving about the sheets. And I have a king size bed in my new place. And I didn't have king size sheets. She bought them for me, ordered them, had them shipped to me. I looked them up online. They were $39 for the entire king set.
Wow.
Bottom, top, whatever, amazing sheets. So you don't have to spend a lot of money.
And while you're there, you can pick up some bottles of alcohol because it is the best place to get alcohol.
I know. I'm
going to
get a Costco card. Is it?
You can get you get giant bottles of Grey Goose for $40 and any other place would be like $80, half price.
That's crazy.
It's the best place to buy. If you, you know, if you want to get fancy, look, I've been super poor most of my life. But, you know, when you have a couple extra dollars, you want to get fancy and you want to get nice things and not spend a lot of money, go to Costco. You can get like bottles of Cristal super cheap. You can get bottles of Moet super cheap. Dom Perignon.
I feel like everyone knows this in America, but I don't earn the world.
Half the price.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of young people don't know it. Like I was spending like $30 on a bottle of Smirnoff at some random like liquor store.
Oh, you didn't...
Because I didn't know any better. And so I actually posted it just recently. I'm like, hey, just a pro tip for all you young people that want to save some money.
You looking out for the young alcoholics.
I was like, just go to Costco and buy it. And then I followed up with don't drink and drive. That's it.
That's good. And the thing is, I think the barrier to entry there is that it costs money to join. But it's only
like $45.
Yeah,
like
but you save
bucks.
So much money and everything else. Okay, that's another good tip.
It's good.
Full of them today.
And then, you know, alcohol a lot of times leads to sex, people. It all circles
but
back.
But not too much alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It does often lead
it's
to
funny because we're talking, speaking of alcohol, they were doing like on the Today Show was just some survey about wedding nights. And they said 30% of people don't sleep together on their wedding night because the bride is too drunk. And the other one, it was like the higher percentage was the guy was too drunk.
Oh, the guy. I think the guys get too drunk.
Oh, yeah.
That's
probably
so
wasted because you're there with all your buddy, your bro friends, and they're going to get you wasted and stuff like that.
I know
I'm going to get my buddy's getting married next May. And I know I'm just getting him tanked.
Right. I know, but that's a kind of a bummer. That just you just busted a million women's like wedding night fantasies.
Yeah. And do you know what is hilarious too? My buddy, because his family's like really into church and stuff, they try to have a dry wedding. And I said, hell no. I called my buddies before he got there because I was part of the wedding party. I was like, dude, pick up a big bottle of vodka because it looked just like water and we're F that, dude.
So you guys all like passed around. Like,
yeah. And we
oh
just
my God,
drank.
Wasted. Right.
And his brother, who wasn't supposed to drink, he found out that we had vodka and we just started drinking.
A dry wedding. That would be a tough
one. Like,
why
would you even?
I mean, I'm not a big drinker, but.
Yeah, I would. Oh, man. I don't think I could even marry somebody that would want a dry wedding.
I know. Seriously, like, that would be the deal breaker. That would be the red flag. Oh, I'm also writing red flag. I'm writing for Patty Stanger, who's the millionaire matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. Love
so
Patty.
So I've been writing a blog post for her once a week about sex. I think it comes out every Tuesday. It's Patty Knows, P-A-T-T-I, if you guys are a millionaire matchmaker fan. But I did write a post about red flags recently for her, and people loved it. Like, it was, and 10 blowjob tips, which was another crazy poppy. She said it was the most traffic she's ever gotten.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so anyway, check that out if you want to, Patty Stanger.
I don't know her personally, but I think she's
awesome. We've had dinner. Yeah. She's really cool. So, okay, another scary moment. And then we're going to have to...
Yeah? We're going to record some more shows.
Oh, my God. We're so awesome. Okay, listen. So, awkward number 5. Okay, we talked about the period thing. Just chill, you guys, really. Okay, the other one, scary moment, licking or touching his balls. So, balls can be scary for some women. I've said before I had post-traumatic ball disorder because one time I touched a man's balls in the wrong way. I don't remember what I did. Like, I think that there's no instruction manual. We don't know. Like, I think that we're just told, be really careful. Oh, my God. Man kicked in his balls. He's going to pass out. So I think I, like, did something to a guy's balls. And then for years, I didn't touch him. Like, I kind of forgot about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize that, you know, you kind of have to – that's not a thing you got to talk about. And I think you can ask that during something. Do you like your balls touched or do you like this? Because some guys love it and some guys don't. So – you really, that's like the one confusing thing about men. Otherwise,
yeah,
they're easy.
It's like 50-50 with guys.
50-50, but you can like lick them, play with them. But you could start to, so that can be scary for you, an awkward moment. So start by, and also, they can also be dangly, hairy, and weird. They don't have to be, though, if they use Down Under Comfort, which is my creamed tapioca powder formula at emilyandtony.com. Anyway, this is what you do with balls if you're afraid of them. Start by lightly touching them. Jiggle them around your hands a little to get a feel for them. Lick them with long strokes as if you're enjoying an ice cream cone. They're at least the same shape. Put them in your mouth or try gently rubbing your fingers across his perineum, the nerve-packed bit of skin between his scrotum and his anus. And what I was going to say is I remember a guy explaining it to me, how he liked his balls touch, and he said, put them in your hands like they're two of those, Oh man, like those, like those balls, like those stress balls. Those, do you know what I'm talking about? The, like those balls.
Yeah, yeah.
The Chinese balls.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they called? Not Benoit balls, but.
We know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. So I learned that, and I always think of that when I hold balls. Okay. Does everyone know this about balls? That was a good analogy at the time. Okay. A scary moment. The last one. Weird noises and awkward dirty talk. What's the weirdest noise you've ever heard? Or no noise, which is hard. Like, I don't like when a guy, like, I was dating a guy for a while who went, like, he would have an orgasm, and this is how you do it. You go, mm. And, like, I didn't even.
That was it?
Yeah, like, mm. Really? Like, did you come? Did you not? How do I know? Like, can you wave your finger? Like, yeah. I don't know what happened. So, was it, you know, a seal cry or maybe, like, a whale moan? Like, people make weird noises. So, it's all about, the thing about sex is it's all about letting go of your inhibition.
You just gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. Just do something. So, don't be surprised when people express themselves.
Have you had a guy that made, like, a huge sound?
Yeah.
Oh!
Totally. Yes, I have. Haven't you have women?
That make, like, ah, nah, usually, like.
No screamers?
No, what I do, usually
you muscle,
what I do.
You muffle their mouths?
Yeah.
So they stop talking, like, and screaming?
Kiss. I usually, like, when kiss them to make them not, make less noise.
Why? Because you don't want your neighbors
to hear? Because I live in an apartment
building. What if you didn't, though? What if you were in the woods?
If I was, like, in a mansion or something, I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't mind if she screamed her head off?
Yeah, no.
Good. Okay.
But I just, you know.
When you're like, stop it. I
suspect that my neighbors are not having sex, and I would like them to think the same thing, too.
Why?
I'm just playing.
You know, I used to be here. Okay, good.
Okay. Oh, speaking about balls real quick.
Oh, speaking of balls,
read,
my favorite topic.
I read in, like, 1994, I believe, a married couple were getting in a fight, and the woman kicked the guy in the balls so hard that he died, and she charged with manslaughter.
No way.
And had to go to prison.
No way. That's crazy. I've never heard that. See, that's what I was afraid of. I was afraid I was going to kill someone because they touched their balls wrong.
Yeah.
Post-traumatic ball disorder. That's crazy. God, we've got more, and we didn't get to the emails, but we got to wrap
that's
it up.
Cool.
We're doing
more shows, though.
Emily and Menace, we are releasing the Emily and Menace shows every Tuesday now.
Really?
Yeah. We have actually organizational things going on.
Look
so
at
that's
you.
Good. I know. It's crazy. Sometimes it might be Wednesday, but mostly Tuesday. But sign up on my mailing list, too, Sex with Emily, so you never have to miss anything happening with us again. We are at Thursday nights taking callers, 9 o'clock Pacific time. Check my website for more information on that or email me. And then also, what else I have to say? That is all. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Sex Only. Go like my goddamn Facebook page and Menace.
You can always follow me, just Menace on Instagram, which is my favorite, or on Twitter, just Menace. I make it easy. MENACE.
Okay, everyone. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'm Emily from sexwithemily.com. CrazyGirlProducts.com carries unique pheromone-infused products that make you feel sexy and confident. I'm crazy about their wannabe naked shave cream. It's made perfectly for your more intimate areas. No shave bumps or ingrown hairs. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off at CrazyGirlProducts.com.